I know there's a field of clover where the sweet magnolias grow? How do I know that my cares are over? A little robin told me so. Down in the lane, daffodils are dressing to come out and start the show. How do I know? Well, then I'm confessing. A little robin told me so. On my windowsill he sat, and we had a friendly chat. I discovered this and that while hobnobbing with the red, red robin. How do I know things will soon be humming down on Honeymooner's Row? How do I know there's a great day coming? A little robin told me so.
Chick Bullrock doing the vocalizing there, Jack Shilkret and his orchestra with a little Robin Told Me So, and that went back to 1936. If you've just joined us here on Angel Radio, a warm welcome. It is Bigley at Night, and I'm with you for the next 2 hours. Got lots of good music of that, I promise, plus some special features. Our first one in less than 7 minutes' time, when we will get Bing to sing. But before all of that, how about B. Wayne?
I'll always love you, and you can depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can count on me. I wish you success and loads of happiness, but I must confess I'll be lonely. If you need a friend, I'm yours to the end, and you can depend on me. Will always be in love with you. You can depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you can depend on me. And you can depend on me. Don't fuddle da dee. You can depend on me.
Wants me to go dope, 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 dope as well, but I won't put people off. B. Wayne, and You Can Depend on Me from 1941. My thanks to D.A.B. Dave, who has supplied a lot of the music in this program, and not all of it, but pretty much most of it. We have Alice, who is doing the Big Three, which will be coming up in about 24 minutes' time. And of course, we have Doris Day songs, which I've selected, and a few other things, but chiefly Mr. D.A.B. Dave. So, Dave, thank you so much to you. This is Dean Martin, and it's Bella Bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba, ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba, ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Birds always sing, bells always ring, whether it's summer or winter or spring. Be like the birds, just add the words and sing this happy song. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Don't ever cry, I'll tell you why. You can't see the sky with a tear in your eye. Be like the sun, smile just for fun, and sing this happy song. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Everywhere, love's in the air. Dance through your life where the devil may care. Look in your heart, then you will start to sing this happy song. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Bella Bimba, a beautiful little girl, and that was Dean Martin from 1951. Back in 1960 in New York, off-Broadway, a show started that ran for quite a long time. It starred, amongst others, Jerry Orbach, and he sung this song in it really, really nicely. But here is the version by Nana Mouskouri.
September, when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and the grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were young and a callow fellow. Try to
Most of the songs that we play here on Angel Radio, but that one is a definite for everybody, I think. Nana Mouskouri and Try to Remember from the Fantastics. Her version was in 1968. Fantastics actually started off Broadway in Greenwich Village on May the 3rd, 1960. Jerry Orbach was El Gallo, Rita Gardner as Louisa, and Kenneth Nelson as Matt. Didn't get brilliant notices by any stretch of the imagination, but it opened on May the 3rd, 1960, and closed on January the 13th, 2002. 17,162 performances. And the people that played in the show, well, people like Liza Minnelli, Elliot Gould, F. Murray Abraham, Glenn Close, Keith Charles, Carol Demas, Kristen Chenoweth, lots and lots of people. Great show. Well, worth seeing if ever you can find a production of it. All right, we're totally late now, 4 minutes late. In fact, for Bing, we could cut it down from 3 songs to 2. But why?
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. In the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so blue. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, I can make the rain go, anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love.
you see that I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Well, there you go, three songs from Bing Crosby. I always associate that one more with Frank Sinatra than Bing Crosby, but he did it rather well, wasn't it? And got a world on a string. And we started off with I'll Be Seeing You, and in the middle, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Well, whatever you want to do, Bing, it's fine by me. We'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week, all being well. Right now, very late, but we're off to Holger's house over there in Germany. Good morning, Holger. I hope you're well. Each week he sends us a song that he thinks we will like. So far he's never been wrong, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be really liking this one as well. It's one of those that I'm going to attempt to pronounce and then probably totally ruin relations with Germany for from now until the end of the century. But Vermal am Kaffeeständem is what I'm going to give it a go as. It's the Cornell Trio.
Mal am Kurfürstendamm seinen Kaffee trank, kommt immer wieder nach Berlin. Dort ging die süßesten Frauen von der Welt entlang, zwischen Halensee und Tauentzien. Wer mal am Kurfürstendamm auf den Bummel ging, den zieht es immer wieder hin. Der kehrt immer wieder gerne aus der weiten, weiten Ferne zurück in sein Berlin. Der kehrt immer wieder gerne aus der weiten, weiten Ferne zurück in sein Berlin.
Meinem Freund Herbert in New York schrieb ich neulich einen Brief und ich fragte, du, wann kommst du wieder her? Mein Freund Herbert in New York schickte noch am gleichen Tag mir per Luftpost eine Antwort übers Meer.
Wer mal am Kurfürstendamm seinen Kaffee trank, kommt immer wieder nach Berlin. Den vielen schönen Frauen dort am Kudamm im Café findet mancher Mann die Dame seiner Wahl. Doch sagt sie dann, oh pardon, ich muss wieder nach Paris, dann sagt er, na dann vielleicht beim nächsten Mal. Wer mal am Kurfürstendamm seinen Kaffee trank, kommt immer wieder nach Berlin. Dort ging die süßesten Frauen von der Welt entlang, zwischen Hallensee und Tauentzien. Wer mal am Kurfürstendamm auf den Bummel ging, den zieht es immer wieder hin. Der kehrt immer wieder gerne aus der weiten, weiten Ferne zurück in sein Berlin. Der kehrt immer wieder gerne aus der weiten, weiten Ferne zurück in sein Berlin.
I could actually listen to that all night. That was wonderful. That was the Cornell Trio from 1955. Sounding, I thought at the start of that, a little bit like the King Brothers, if you remember them, although the Cornell Trio were around long before the King Brothers were. But the Vermel am Kurfürstendamm, whoever has a coffee at the Kurfürstendamm, which is a broad main street in Berlin, says Holger, has many shops and cafes in it, they will return. That's a lovely song, Holger. Thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy it. And we'll have another song from Holger around about the same time next week. Holger, time to go off up the stairs to the land of Bedfordshire. And now it's time for us to go up to Scotland for this week's Poetry Caller.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Take it away, Jesse.
Here is a famous poem, and I hope you will enjoy listening to it, or maybe joining in. For me, it expresses my need to head for the silver sands of Morar and up the west coast of Scotland. Although the sentiments of this poem are maybe more relevant to you and places geographically much nearer to Angel Radio than where I sit near Falkirk. Sea Fever by John Masefield. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking, and a grey mist on the sea's face and a grey dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying and the flung spray and the blown spume and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.
Mask off. Knit two together.
That runs to the harbour wall, where the loving landsmen sleep, I hear a strange, mysterious call. 'Tis the call of the ocean deep. I must go down to the sea, to see a rollicking boat, where the breakers roar and the salt spray flies, and a sailing man can stretch his eyes.
Why, here's a boat.
Come, let us set it afloat. Hey ho for the open sea, with a scudding sail and the sharp wind's kiss. And I say to myself, say I, why this is the life for me. With a titter that kicks like a living thing,
while the main brace sings on high,
I think
whatever the sea may bring,
ready am I.
Oh, to be riding high in the teeth of a thundering gale, with the decks awash and the bowsprits crack, as I bring her about on the starboard tack. Why, here's a gale.
I seem to be suddenly taken queer. If somebody else would like to steer, I'm feeling low.
Carry me back to the land. Pebble. once more on still dry land.
From the road that runs by the harbor wall, I gaze at the bounding main, and I hear that strange, mysterious call. 'Tis the call of the sea. Again,
oh, not again, not again.
I must go down to the sea, to see the rollicking boat, where the breakers roar and the salt spray flies, and the sailoring man can stretch his eyes. Thank God, no boat.
Oh, beautiful. That was Van Anderson Swan, of course. And before that, Sea Fever read by Jesse up there in California, and a great poem selection. Jesse, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy it. And we'll have some more from her around about the same time next week.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
I want to say a very good morning to Alice, who lives in a place called Backford, beg your pardon, Alice. It's not that far from Ellesmere Port. And let me just make sure I got that right. Yes, Ellesmere Port, up there in the northwest part of England. She said a couple of weeks ago you played some songs from the same album, and I wondered if you could do the same from me. She says, I am a great lover of the singer Dodie Stevens, and she had a really good album. I think it may even have been her first, and it was something to do with Pink Shoelaces. Yes, indeed it was. And I think actually that was the name, Presenting Pink Shoelaces. Anyway, Alice says, could you please play the three following songs from that album, none of which have anything to do with shoelaces whatsoever. She says, I hope you don't mind. Mind? My goodness, Alice, I am more than happy to play them. Here's Dodie Stevens, Beatles, Big Three.
Yes, I'm lonesome tonight, and I miss you tonight. I'm so sorry we drifted apart, and my memory strays to those wonderful days when you kissed me and called me sweetheart. All the chairs in the parlor seem empty and bare as I gaze at the doorstep and picture you there. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back once again. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome tonight.
Yes, my darling, I'm lonesome tonight. I realize now that the world is a stage, and each of us must play a part. I know too that fate sometimes acts in strange ways. Yes, Act One is where we met, and I too loved you at first glance. But I guess I didn't really read my lines too well. Then came Act Two. I've never changed. There was a misunderstanding. I know now that I shouldn't have listened to a so-called friend. The truth is my love, that she wanted you for her own. You don't really have to doubt me. nor must you go on without me. Yes, the stage is bare, but please wait there, because I'm coming to you, darling, and we'll be together when they bring the curtain down. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back once again. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome
to your
heart out, doesn't it, Alice? Dodie Stevens, Am I Too Young to Love? And we started off with Yes, I'm Lonesome Tonight, and in the middle we had Poor Butterfly. All three songs chosen by Alice up there in Cheshire. Thank you, Alice, so much. Really did enjoy listening to Dodie Stevens, and you'd made an excellent choice. Thank you so much for that. And if you would like to be next week's Alice, then just get in touch with me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist you'd like, and if you want to pick the songs, and most people do now, fine by me. If you want me to pick them for you, however, happy to do that as well.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio.
Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Stuff that was, of course, Peekaboo to You. Sorry, Peekaboo to You. And it came from Paula Kelly and the Modern Airs, along with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. So, none too shabby there, quite frankly. So, well done. I enjoyed that. Message now for Paula. It's Twix time.
This love of mine goes on and on, though life is empty since you have gone. You're always on my mind, though out of sight. It's lonesome through the day and oh the night. I cry my heart out. It's bound to break since nothing matters. Let it break. I ask the sun and the moon
stars that shine, what's to become of it? This love of mine, I cry bound to break, since nothing matters. Go on, let it break. I ask the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, what's to become of it, this love of mine?
Lovely stuff. Wasn't that nice and gentle? That was This Love of Mine from 1941 and the Bella Ella Fitzgerald. My thanks to Paula. Paula is manning the desk downstairs here at the studios. I have no freezer in my little studio here. No reason as to why I should, but I don't have one. And she kept my Twix for me in her freezer because she's next to the canteen downstairs, but I didn't have time to get down and get it. And she very kindly brought it up to me. So, Paula, thank you so much for that. And I expect Donna will be happy with that as well, because now Donna and I can both share a Twix together. And whilst we're doing that, we're going to listen to another rendition of Stardust, and this week it's on the organ, and one of the great people that play the organ, Jesse Crawford. Have a listen to this. See what you think. beautiful. We're sort of aiming to try and get through all of the recordings of Stardust that we can prior to December 31st, 1969. And that was from the great organist Jesse Crawford there and Stardust. And we'll have another version of Stardust around about the same time next week.
I'm close to you, dear. The stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold about you. Deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love with you, my love. Am I?
From Kiss Me Kate back in 1949, and so in love. I've got a bit of Posh coming up, and just a few minutes' time to take us there, Gene Pitney.
Stand beside me all the while, no matter what goes wrong. Separately we're weak, together strong, for true love never runs smooth. But I don't care, 'cause true love is worth all the pain, the heartaches and tears that we may share. When the world outside my arms is pulling us apart, rest your lips to mine and hold me with your heart. For true love never runs smooth, that's what they say, but true love is worth all the pain, heartaches and tears we have to pay. That's what they say, but true love is worth all the pain, the heartaches and tears we have to pay.
Gene P. Penny and True Love Never Runs Smooth. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio. We're on FM in Portsmouth and Havant and other booths in the area. We're also on various DAB multiplexes around the UK and, of course, around the world on the internet. And you can get details of how to tune in via any of those methods at our website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and this week, well, it's just something really nice. Settle back and relax. If the river looks blue to you, you're in love, and if it doesn't, well, then you're going to fall in love. It's as simple as that. With the Vienna Philharmonic, here is the Blue Danube Waltz. Thank you. that went on a bit, didn't it? That was the Blue Danube Waltz there, a little bit of posh for this week, and that was the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Most of the time they tend to cut it down a bit, but that was the full version, so I really enjoyed that. And of course I was waltzing around the studio, as you do.
Angel Radio, part of the family.
Time for Doris.
Forever you, my love. You walked into my lonely world. What peace of mind your smile unfurled, yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love. In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how much I love you, my heart, I am only certain of how much I love you, my
everything turned out just right, but for me the best time of the evening is the time spent saying goodnight. I love the way you say goodnight. I kinda like the way you mumble when you fumble for the key. More time for kissing me. I love the way
you say
good night.
The extraordinary way you say good night.
I kinda like the way you linger with your finger on the bell. More kisses and they're swell. When you say gotta get home by 12, I always say let's go. But you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know.
I love the way
you say
goodnight.
The
super duper
special way you hold me tight.
I kinda like the way you snuggle while I juggle with my comb. You're never, never, never going home. Here's the door.
Here's the key.
Aren't you tired of waiting for little old me?
I could go on waiting all night. As long as while I'm waiting, I keep holding you tight. 'Cause I love the way.
I love the way.
You say.
You say.
Good night.
The way you leave me flying higher than a kite.
I kinda like the way you linger with your finger on the bell. More kisses and they're swell.
When I say, gotta get home by 12, you always say, let's go. But you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know. I love the way
I kinda like the way
you say
the super special way.
Good night, you hug and squeeze me while you kiss me nighty night. I like the way you snuggle while I juggle with my comb. You're never, 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 never going home. Every time I hear that march from Lohengrin and Grin, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see somebody's brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if it isn't you, they're not so bad. Another bride, another Jew, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making a whoopee. Just so he'll fall for
I still don't know what they're talking about. There you go, that was Doris Day. Three songs from. We started off with You, My Love. And then we have I Love the Way You Say Goodnight, and then Making Whoopee. Our Day at Night sequence for this week. I'm going to have some more of Doris Day around about the same time next week. And as always, we thank Brad in Chicago for coming up with the idea. I feel as I've not said anything for ages. I should say things. I mean, it's not just a case of playing music and putting on records and stuff. I should say things because, you know, some people just want to hear a voice in the night or something like that. But I have, I'm running late. Everything's been running late, and it's only now that I finally caught up, so that's good. Comedy this morning at the bottom of the hour, so what, about 8 minutes time, is going to, I've chosen it all because I just feel like really in the need of some Joyce Grenfell, so we're going to have nothing but Joyce Grenfell comedy at the bottom of the hour. To help take us there, this is a song you can sing along to. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Is that right? I don't know. Anyway, it's the Johnny Mann Singers.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh,
wasn't he wonderful? That was the Johnny Mann Singers and Shenandoah from 1962. I used to have a really, really beautiful voice. Used to sing in choirs and backing groups as well once upon a time. Mind you, then I woke up. All a dream, you see. Yes, Petit Fleur, Daniel Darrieux.
J'ai caché mieux que partout ailleurs au jardin de mon cœur une petite fleur. Cette fleur plus jolie qu'un bouquet, elle
l'amour de mes parents et tous ces clairs matins faits de ressouvenirs lointains. Quand la vie par moments me trahit, tu restes mon bonheur, petite fleur. Sur mes 20 ans, je m'arrête un moment pour respirer ce parfum que j'ai tant aimé dans mon cœur. Tu fleuriras toujours au grand jardin d'amour. Ce présent que j'ai toujours gardé, même à 20 ans, je ne l'avais jamais donné. N'aie pas peur, cueillie au fond d'un cœur une petite fleur, jamais.
Lovely voice, Daniel Darrieux there with Petit Fleur from 1959. Of course, a big star in her native France. Starred in over 100 movies, if memory serves me correctly. Very, very popular. And I think she lived to a good old age as well. I'm pretty sure she lived to be at least 100. Stand to be corrected on that, but I'm pretty sure. His orchestra from 1938 and Panama. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me. I'm the Beagle. Yep. I'm with you for another 27 minutes, something like that. At least 9 of that's going to be taken up with comedy, and we're having comedy from one person and one person alone this week, the great Joyce Grenville.
First prize is a cruise for two to Madeira. There and back. And you see, she's a bit worried in case she wins because I could make you go, couldn't I? Well, I mean, you know, you don't know where you are with them, do you? And the whole thing is about this and the rabbit and everything. Well, she wins a rabbit, and she doesn't want a rabbit. I mean, what am I going to do with a rabbit? Well, because, you see, you have to do a rabbit. No, I have never actually done a rabbit, but I've seen many a rabbit done. I mean, if my mother had done a rabbit once, she'd done it 12 times. And you'd be surprised what goes on under all that fur. So, you know, she has a bad time and she thinks of the thing, I couldn't drop it on the bus. Well, I mean, you know, some nosy parker would say, oh, look, you left your rabbit on the bus. And I couldn't put it in my dustbin because they cleared it that morning. And you know what they are, I mean, just once a week, if that, because they please their sales. And in the end, she posts it through the window of a mini car.
Well, I think it's delicious, you know, but I do think Beethoven goes on so, don't you? Well, I mean, just when you think he's finished, the entire thing starts again. I think I prefer delicious little bits of Debussy. But then, you know, I just like music that you sit back and let it pour over you. I mean, Beethoven doesn't pour, does he, bless his heart?
I say, it is Patsy, isn't it? Yes, I thought so. I don't suppose you remember me. Yes, that's right. Lumpy Latimer. Do you know, I don't think anyone's called me that for years. It's too ghastly. Oh, well, my name is now Clinch. I married a man called Keith Clinch, and we've been living out in Kenya. You have to call it Kenya now, you know. We've been out there for years. Only now the children are grown up and settled and back here in England, so we've come too. Yes, I think we are going to miss the sun quite frightfully. Yes, I am, by way of going into the tea. What fun. Are you going? Oh, well, let's foregather. What fun, Patsy. I should absolutely love that. Hello, Miss Davidson. How frightfully nice to see you. Yes, that's right, Lumpy Latimer. Do you know, I'd quite forgotten until I met Patsy Miller. She's here, and she said, well, my name is now Clinch, as in boxing. I married a man called Keith Clinch, and we've been living out in Kenya. You have to call it Kenya now. And we're more or less home, I think, you know, sort of for keeps, probably. Yes, I am going to miss the sun, quite rightfully. I'll have to buy myself a woolly vest. Are you by any chance going into the tea? Oh, good. Well, Patsy's going, so perhaps we could all look for each other. Well, I think that'd be lovely. Yes, lovely. Yes, marvellous. Yes. Excuse me, aren't you Wendy Plackett? Yes, I thought you were. I don't suppose you remember. Yes, that's right. Lumpy Latimer. Oh, well, it's Clinch now, as in boxing. I married a man called Keith Clinch, and we've been living... No, not in the Argentine. No, in Kenya. Yes, they are both awfully sunny, aren't they? Yes, we're settled here. I am going to miss the sun, rightfully. Yes. Wendy, what's your name now? Still Wendy Plackett. Oh, well, it's a lovely name. Yes. I say, isn't that girl who used to be in the dorm with us, Flavia something? Do you remember? We all thought she was so glamorous because she sleepwalked. and she was frightfully good at elocution. Do you remember? I've never forgotten her as King Lear. Oh, and there's Mamselle. Oh, I must have a tiny word in her ear. Are you going into the tea, Wendy? Well, let's go together. Well, look, wait for me, will you, one sec? I must just have a tiny word with Mamselle. I really just... Hello, Mamselle. Oh, c'est très gentil de vous voir. Oui, c'est ça, Lumpy Latimer. enfin, maintenant, je suis appelée Clash. Et nous sommes ici en Angleterre. Oui, non, pas beaucoup de soleil, non. C'est très gentil de vous voir, Mamselle, très... Oh, Wendy, isn't she nice? I wonder why we hated her. Hello, there's Fizzy Wiggins!
This little scene, boat train, happens at Waterloo Station. My son and his family are sailing away to start an adventure across the sea. They've sold up their house, said goodbye to the neighbours, so all that's left now is their goodbye to me. I think they dread it, standing here in the station. They dread I'll be soppy when we say goodbye. It's a grey sort of morning. I wish they would go now. There's not much to say now, except cheery bye. Well, good riddance, I say. I'm glad to be rid of you. Oh, I'll be all right. Just think, I'll be free. It's a good job you're going. I'm sick of the sight of you. Oh, I'll be all right. Don't you worry about me. Just think of the whist drives that I can attend and the programmes on TV. I'll be able to choose. Just think of the pleasure and all of the leisure I'll have on me own. I've got no time to lose. No more phoning and saying, Mum, can you come over? Mum, can you take Bill to the dentist? And then, Mum, could you get Jean and the twins to their dancing? Mum, could you come over? We've been asked out this evening. Mum, could you and would you again and again? So good riddance, I say. It's high time I got started. Oh, I'll be all right. I'll begin now. You'll see. It's a good job you're going. You won't see me gallivant. Oh, I'll be all right. Don't you worry about me. There, the guard's getting ready. Jump in, loves. No, no tears. Mind you write to me often. Take care now, my dears. Mind you write to me often. Have a good time. Don't cry. Goodbye, my dear darlings. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye.
Now, I'm not going to make a speech, but I have been asked to announce the winners of the competitions in the show, so here we go. First prize for baking a plaited loaf, Mrs. Trigmont. For a knitted garment, Mrs. Trigmont. She made beautiful long johns for use on a motorcycle. An arrangement of flowers of the hedgerows in an unusual container. Hers was a sawn-off detergent bottle. Mrs. Trigmont. Dear. And first prize for a homegrown ingredient wine to include veg and flora. And the recipe utilised mangel wurzels, honeysuckle and leeks. Mrs. Trigmont. And finally, a prize for an original household invention using nature's bounty. She used nettles to make toilet paper. Wonderful, Mrs. Trigmont. Well, I do know we all want to congratulate Mrs. Trigmont on a really very remarkable achievement, and we would ask Mr. Trigmont to convey to her all our congratulations and good wishes for a speedy recovery from her total collapse.
The beautiful, beautiful Joyce Grenfell there. We started off with Rabbits, and then Beethoven Doesn't Pour, old girls school reunion, Boat Train, and Mrs. Trigmont. And I know Boat Train wasn't particularly funny, but I decided to put it in because it just demonstrates how clever Joyce Grenfell was. She could go from comedy to, you know, really pulling your heart out very, very quickly. And a major pleasure of mine, Joyce Grenfell. Really do love her. We'll have her on the program again in the future. Of that, I promise. That completes this week's comedy.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, ear pads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Now, Danny and Donna, here's Dick Hames.
On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, we will walk in a dream. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, Light will be peaches and cream. There where the salt water air brings out a lady's charms. There on a rolling chair, he'll roll right into your arms. Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you've waited for. In romantic, enchantic Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore. Little chicks, we are leaving the sticks.
We are catching a train at a quarter to six.
And if anyone should drop around,
won't you please tell them that we can be found
on the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
We will walk in a dream.
On the boardwalk in Atlantic City,
life will be peaches and cream.
There where the salt water air brings out a lady's charms. There on a rolling chair, he'll roll right into your arms.
Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you've waited for.
In romantic, enchantic Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore.
Well, that was from 1946. When I first moved to America, I worked on Atlantic City magazine for a couple of days a week, and I used to have to drive down, left Connecticut at about 5 o'clock in the morning. That's about a 4-hour drive down to Atlantic City. Got there at 9, did a full day's work there, and then the following morning I started early and I left about 2 o'clock, so that I didn't run into too much traffic on the way home. And I have to tell you, the Atlantic City of 1946 does not compare to the Atlantic City of 1992. I do hope it's a lot better now than it was when I was there. And I hope it's gone back to the niceness that it was when Dick Haymes was singing about it. Just thought I'd throw that in for good luck, if nothing else. Actually, sorry, I started that and I realised I have to tell you about it first of all. Dear B. Dave, who's sent in a lot of the music for this week's programme, he sent this in because he loves it and thought it was really good. Doesn't know who did it. It apparently is, if I'm reading this correctly, and I may not be because I may be looking at the wrong thing now, it's an unnamed Dutch street organ from about 1958. It's very short, it's only about a minute and a half, and it's pretty baby, but it is rather good.
Thank you.
great stuff. That was a Dutch street organ. We don't know from where, from around 1958, however, and we do know it was pretty baby. Hope you enjoyed that. Dave, thank you so much for that. As always, we just love your music here on the program, and we do appreciate it each and every week. All right, what should we do now? Should we go back to 1962 and the Letterman, and probably one of the most famous songs ever written? Ooh, my love. Yep, it's that one. Version of that song, isn't it? Unchained Melody, and that was the Letterman here on Angel Radio. I've only got about 7.5 minutes to go, something like that. Seems rather a shame, doesn't it? Sort of, I'm just getting into it, and now it's sort of like I've got to finish for the day, which is a bit sad. Still got a couple of songs, however, and don't forget you can keep it here on Angel Radio all day and all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're even here at Christmas.
Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I'll never use them. Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the heart that once was my heart,
So why not take all of me?
If I turn the microphone on, doesn't it? Helen O'Connell there with Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra and All of Me from 1939. And I think that's enough of me. I will be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Until then, I leave you in the capable hands of Artie Shaw and Bonnie Lake and this time, The Dreams on Me. Ta-da.
Shoulder you cry upon to see.